Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Googs.
Top of the morning to you, Saul.
All good. Now I see MultiChoice prepares itself for a potential buyout by Canal Plus.
Now, Canal Plus, this deal has been in the pipeline for quite some time. Excuse me. And what we know is that yesterday they published an update in terms of the proposed structure that would actually take place. Now, why this matters, Saul, is because for Canal Plus to come in as an international investor, a French broadcasting network, purchasing a stake in a South African broadcasting company, they do need to oblige to the local regulatory environment, which specifically states that there does need to be a sense of local ownership within MultiChoice South Africa in particular. If you do recall, MultiChoice as a group essentially started off with the likes of Mnet, became MultiChoice South Africa, and now as a group has operations across the continent. So from what we do know, they've actually structured their deal in such a manner that could potentially comply with the regulatory environment with South Africa. MultiChoice has split out a company called License Co, which essentially will then have the ownership of Phuthumanati shareholders, those who are Black or BE investors under the empowerment deal and employment in share scheme, as well as two other companies that will be coming on board to essentially make up the rest of the consortium, largely or namely the likes of Itai Consortium, as well as AfriFund, also led by the likes of Sipho Maseko, the former CEO of Telkom. And the analogy that we used on Kaya Biz last night, just to explain what the structure means, it's like owning a farm, having a small farmhouse as the initial building that you buy that has the main switch, all the electrical connections and the power in it. But you then buy and build a bigger property on it with a swimming pool and a garage and many other systems. MultiChoice South Africa essentially will fall into being part of the back room where there's a lot of decision making and local involvement and empowerment. Canal Plus will then take ownership of the larger stake in terms of the rest of the group's operations, being the farmhouse. And that essentially would then lead to its active participation and investment across the continent. So not too complex, but does have a few intricacies that do comply with the regulatory environment in South Africa.
We'll definitely keep an eye on that. And now yesterday we heard the sad news of the passing of Doe Steyn, a billionaire, legacy insurance and mogul and philanthropist.
A huge blow to the industry as well as South Africa overall. Doe Steyn, many South Africans who might not be familiar with him, might be familiar with him as the founder of Steyn City, which is out around the area, Four Ways area in Johannesburg. He sadly passed away at the age of just over 71 yesterday, but he's a renowned businessman and philanthropist, as you say. Born in the 1950s in Brits in the Northwest, he essentially began his entrepreneurial journey back in 1975 when he founded Steyn's Insurance Brokers. Now, what he's also well known for is being a formidable leader in terms of launching auto in general, which pioneered the telemarketing sales approach and paperless based insurance approach. Followed with that, he actually actively participated in a number of businesses in the financial services industry, including the launch of the likes of Budget Insurance, First for Women, Dal Direct, One Life, and the likes of Hippo. But beyond that, including his local and international business endeavors, he's also known to have formed a formidable friendship with the likes of former president, the late Nelson Mandela, and was an active participant in making sure that in South Africa's transition to democracy, he mobilized international business to remain confident in actually investing in a new South Africa post 1994. Coupled with that, well known for his philanthropic efforts in Diepsloot, Cosmo City, as well as ongoing aid and support that he even provided to the National Solidarity Fund, together with the COVID-19 concerns, also aiding and assisting with relief efforts there. So a significant loss to the South African business and industry overall, many of whom have offered their support and condolences to the Steyn family.
Yeah, may soul rest in peace, man. Let's talk markets. What are those looking like?
Markets, yesterday was a better day, so we actually saw a nice improvement in the JSE All Share Index. We managed to close up in positive territory, up by just over 1%. I must tell you that this is also spurred on by a few trading statements and company updates that we've seen from the likes of Pick and Pay, Boxer. And just this morning after 7 o'clock, I do see Sasol came out with a trading statement. So we'll open up from 86,452 points. Currency-wise, we're still looking steady at 18.69. We're 23.30 to the pound sterling and 19.39 against the euro.
Thank you so much, Googs. Informative as always. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gunesh Ufuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.